All right, as you're making your way back to your seats this morning, let's stand together as we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
You may be seated.
Shepherds make their way straight to where the baby lay. Rich and poor and lonely bow before this sight. A star has led them to this place. The word that's been echoing through space becomes a child's shake with fright. A warmth begins to flood the hill. Fear not, peace to you, goodwill.
Light to shine where the virgin lay. Star of David, the prophet.
show everyone the way. Light to shine where the virgin lay. Star of David, the prophet star. Yahweh God, come to where we are. Star to mark the Messiah's birth.
Star of heaven,
light to
shine.
Amen. Thank you, choir. That was two great thoughts. That Christ, he came for us, but do we have room for him? And you know, if you turn the TV on today, you're not going to see a whole lot about Jesus on TV, right? You're not going to see a whole lot about Jesus. Although the first thing I turned it on to see the weather this morning, and there was an interview, and the lady was telling the story of Christmas, and she was talking about Christ's birth. And I was like, wow. And then she got done, and she goes, what an amazing story. And both the news anchors looked at each other and said, that is incredible. And I thought, well, at least somebody told it on the news this morning. But, you know, today is really all about what our Lord has done for us. And during this past year, God has done so much. And I put it out there if anyone would like to share a testimony that they could. And so I had a couple people talk to me. And so this morning, Lynn is going to share a testimony of what God's done for her this year. And I guarantee you this, what God did for her wasn't because she couldn't find room for him. She did find room for him in her life, and God proved himself to be faithful. So Lynn, why don't you come on up and share your testimony?
Tell me to be sure to turn this on this time. As everybody in the church, most of you know, it's been a couple trying 2 years for me. But our God has always blessed me, even when I thought I didn't deserve it. And as I look back, and especially on the last couple years, he's been holding me all along. And as I watched my best friend and my husband pass before me with the unbearable pain, I realized that God was showing me that I was stronger than I gave myself credit for. My friends and my family, both immediate and my church, lifted me up during that time, and God showed me during that time that I was to be a witness for others who lost their loved ones, and that I could be strong and that I could help them through their loss. I also went through several other valleys in the last couple years that I kept questioning why, not per se why me, but what was I to come out with all these things, and what was to, how could a broken body such as I was be able to glorify my Lord? But again, he showed me by putting people in my path during the circumstances, instead of focusing on me, I focused on other people. And I focused on the fact that others who were going through cancer as I was going through, for example, they didn't have the faith that I had, and I was willing to share with them what God had done for me, and that through this valley, I was able to reach many people that maybe otherwise wouldn't have heard the word. Several people came to me afterwards and said, you were such a mentor to me because of your strength and because of your God. I think I'm ready to come to him as well, which really made me feel good. And forgetting my plight and putting people before me, I found out that God was giving me the valleys to give me a better testimony, to give me more ways of helping other people, and for giving me the strength to speak up. I know everybody here thinks that I can be quite loud, but there's times I really am shy, honest. But he showed me that I could be using my passion for him and could reach others in a way that maybe somebody else couldn't, because I found myself willing to talk about him in so many circumstances. And I was able to grow and learn myself, my self-worth through him, and that I no longer had to question the love that he had for me. His love has been shown to me in many, many ways. And each day, I just pray that I bring nothing but the best of myself to fulfill those things that God wants me to do in every way that I can to reach somebody who may not know him. And as of this year, I'm cancer-free. So I know my God works.
Thank you, Lynn. Well, at this time, I'll ask the ushers to come forward to take up the offering. And as they're coming forward, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. All right? But we're going to sing it a little bit different. If especially our children know this song, go ahead and sing it out.
Showering.